What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Typical Hamza Subscriber Violently Beats Woman. What you are about to see, you need viewer discretion. All right, guys, so what you just saw in that video clip is of a man in India. From all the people who watched this clip, from our understanding, this guy had a one-nightist for this girl. He was probably asking her to marry him. She said no, and as you guys can clearly see, he violently beat her. As far as we know, she might probably be dead by now. I actually stopped the video early because of the gruesome act he was doing. Now, a special shout out to the guy on MGTOW.TV who uploaded that video. I'm not gonna mention his name because we don't want any backlash against that person, but this is why you guys should be on MGTOW.TV, where we have the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and not wasting your time on YouTube, which is a propaganda tool of the CIA, FBI, and Mossad. So today we're going to be talking about Hamza and his subscribers. Now, this person in the video, was he a Hamza subscriber? Maybe, maybe not. That's not the point. The point is Hamza is grooming a lot of young incels in denial out there to go out and actually commit acts of violence against women. Now, first and foremost, we need to understand big picture what's going on. Have you guys noticed that there are no more good movies out there other than the summer blockbuster, like a superhero movie where a 5'2", 100-pound woman beats the shit out of a 6'3", 250-pound man? Other than that, there is no good movie, there is no good shows on TV. This is by design. What the Zionists are doing is, for those of you who don't know, Zionists are fake Jews. That's what a Zionist is. They're fake, evil Jews. That's what we call them. We call them Zionists. Now, this video is probably going to get taken down from YouTube for obvious reasons, and this is why you should be on MGTOW.TV, not here on YouTube. But anyway, that's going to be for another video. So, the Zionists are strategically dismantling the TV and film industry, and there's a reason behind it. Think from a Zionist perspective. Should I spend hundreds of millions of dollars, several years making a film to push an agenda? Or do I simply use a CIA asset like Hamza and push a agenda on YouTube multiple times a day? Who are you guys gonna trust more? Are you guys gonna trust Tom Cruise, who doesn't even know that you guys exist? Or are you gonna trust someone like Hamza, who gives you a sob story of, oh man, I was just like you, I was ugly, I was depressed, I was no girl wanted me, and now I'm Adonis, every girl wants me, I'm rich, I'm hot, and you can too if you just listen to what I say. And I'm here to tell you guys that people like Hamza are a CIA asset. Now, for those of you guys who may or may not know, I'm an actor. Go on imdb.com, type in Amr, A-M-R, first name, last name, Mitwally, M-E-T-W-A-L-L-Y. I acted with CIA, Mossad, back in during the Muslim terrorist days. Never in a official capacity. I was actually approached by the CIA in 2005 to work with them. They wanted to recruit me right off a Hollywood set where I was playing Al-Qaeda terrorist number 4, which, as we now know, was ISIS. And I told them go fuck themselves. They actually made me a really good offer, $120,000 a year, $80,000 tax deductible. I was what, 22, maybe 20, how old was I back in 2005? Like 23, 24 years old. Good deal, but don't play with the CIA because you end up going down that rabbit hole like Hamza and so many other so-called Muslims out there. The point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there is that the CIA is using assets like Hamza to push a agenda and also at the same time cause actual real world violence. If you guys remember back during the days of ISIS and Bin Laden, there was clash of civilization. There were FBI informants going into mosques saying, "Hey man, I'm a Muslim like you, bro. Those Americans, those kuffar, you know, they're killing our people. Let's you and I go out and kill Americans," and you know, stuff like that. Obviously, those were FBI informants who were actually trying to get Muslims, everyday Muslims, to commit an act of violence to push an agenda. Now, for you guys out there, need to understand is that we are going from this world order to a new world order. It's called Ulama Ba. Ulama Ba is Hebrew for the world to come. In order for us to transition from this current world order to the next world order that's going to be under the command of the Zionist, there has to be a bloody and deadly, I don't want to say a revolution or a civil war, but it has to be a process that revolves around killing a lot of men. This is why the Zionists were so hell-bent in pushing the narrative of clash of civilization, where it would be Muslims against non-Muslims. Unfortunately for the Zionists, clash of civilization did not become a reality. In fact, they actually had to do several false flag operations. If you guys remember Omar Mateen, the Orlando shooter, for those of you guys who don't know, I personally knew Omar Mateen. We went to the same mosque together as far back as the 80s. His father, Sadiq Mateen, was an FBI informant. And what do you know? The son of an FBI informant, his son, becomes one of the biggest mass murderers in U.S. history. Surprise, surprise, surprise. So the CIA, FBI, and Mossad were actually doing false flag operations trying to kickstart this war of civilization. Now, what makes Hamza so deadly is that Hamza is affecting everyday people. Guys, let's get one thing out in the open. If you are a subscriber of Hamza, it's GG for you. For those of you who don't know, GG means good game, which is a really a nice way of saying game over. So if you are following a freaking Curry Sale as your cult leader, you're better off sitting at home, watching porn, jacking off, eating Cheetos, and playing video games than actually trying to go and get your pee-pee touch. First and foremost, guys, you need to understand something about Hamza. Hamza wears a bathrobe like this. You know, he wears a robe like this, okay? For those of you guys who don't know, in the Jewish world, you know, the rabbis, you know, the holier-than-thou type, they are the ones who wear bathrobes like this, okay? So when you see Hamza coming out and saying, "I'm a cult leader," and he's wearing a bathrobe like this, he's actually grooming you to be in a subservient position compared to him, where he is effectively your cult leader. Guys, Hamza is telling you to your face that he's a cult leader. A lot of you guys out there think it's cute and funny that Hamza describes himself as a cult leader. Guys, he really is a cult leader, and you guys are just too damn stupid to keep following him. As you guys know, the Liver King was recently exposed. Now, if you think the Liver King was exposed, I have a bridge in Key West I like to sell to you. What happened with the Liver King is that the Liver King was a psyops to see how far and how much the Zionist can scam you idiots out there. Now, there was a girl that came onto the internet a little bit over half a year ago. Her name was All In With Airy. Her first video, million views. She was monetized. She had a Patreon. She had a Cash App. And for those of you who don't know, her first video, All In was Airy. She came on and she made a car video like this where she said, "Hey, watermelons, I just came out of an abusive relationship and I'm now homeless living in my car in Santa Monica." And before you know it, guys, she bought a brand new Mercedes-Benz from Beverly Hills Mercedes-Benz. She was living in the Four Seasons. She was making tens of thousands of dollars off of Cash App, Patreon, YouTube ads. And it turns out that Little Miss Watermelon, All In With Airy, not only was she an actress, but she was boinking a Hollywood executive who set her up with YouTube. Turns out that she had a history of abusing her own children, and she quickly faded away. What happened, guys, is that these are all test runs by the Zionists to see how far they can push an agenda without you guys out there realizing it. And if you realize it, what the fuck are you gonna do about it? What's his name is still popular. Liver King is still popular. He's still making money. So it's obvious, even though the guy is a total and complete fraud, you people out there are still supporting him. Now, guys, if you want to give your hard-earned money to some freaking Hollywood actor woman, that's fine. You want to give your money to some sort of fake fitness guru, that's fine. The problem with Hamza is that Hamza is going to cause a lot of real world violence. And I'm going to tell you why. First and foremost, before we get even into Hamza and his violent agenda, you guys out there, have you guys noticed that all these scam artists, whether it's Hamza or Men's Maxer, they all happen to have a back sob story? Oh, I was ugly, I was weak, I was pathetic, but hey, I found a way. If you follow me, you too are going to be like me. Guys, I am here to tell you, as somebody who's been in Hollywood, I'm here to tell you that a lot of people in Hollywood are fake. Not just fake persona, I'm talking about fake as in that's not how they really look. Let me tell you something, guys, okay? If you're somebody that Hollywood believes that they can use, whether you're an actress or you're a model, they will pay out of their own pocket to give you a nose surgery. They will give you, they will pay for all sorts of cosmetic surgeries. They will pay for liposuction. They will pay for chin implants. They will pay for breast implants if you are a woman. A lot of these people you guys see out in Hollywood, whether it's a man or a woman, that they're fake. And I'm telling you, as somebody who's been under the knife, I'm telling you, as somebody who had fillers, buttocks, collagen, I've had injections down here in my chin area to get rid of the fat, I'm telling you guys out there, there is literally a surgery for everything out there. In fact, there's something called abs itching. For those of you who don't know what abs itching is, it's where they strategically suck the fat out of your abdomen and you end up having a six-pack. It's actually your real six-pack. No, it's not like an implant. It's actually a real six-pack. It's just that you didn't work for it, you know? So I actually wrote my doctor in Merida, Mexico, a couple of days ago. He told me, "Yes, Amar, I can do it for you. You just have to get your BMI under 30. The point here that I'm trying to get to you guys is that Hamza and Men's Maxer, they tell you guys all the time, I am natural. It's like bull fucking shit. I actually sent a picture of Men's Maxer to my doctor in Merida, and he told me this is photoshopped. There's no way this guy is natural. So this is what you guys need to understand about Hamza, Men's Maxer, and other scammers on the internet, is that they tell you, oh yeah guys, do it all natural. You know, Hamza is telling you guys you can raise your testosterone naturally. Bull fucking shit. I am on testosterone replacement therapy. For those of you guys who don't know, testosterone is supposed to be between 300 and 1100. I forgot what is it ML or MG? I don't know. I don't care. All I remember is your testosterone should be between 300 and 1100. You know, 300 is for your 90-year-old father, okay? 1100 is for a peak, young, healthy man. Now, my testosterone was at 304. So my testosterone was lower than my 80 plus year old father. So is it possible for me to raise my testosterone naturally by exercising and eating right? Yes, and I can raise it by 20%. But here's the deal, going from 304 to 378, it's still nothing. That's like raising your FICO score from like 550 to like 610. It's still trash, okay? So when you guys get all these guys out there like Hamza and Men's Maxer telling you, oh man, bro, you can raise your testosterone naturally. Oh man, bro, you can get a Giga Chad jawline if you do meowing, if you put a rope around your head and you go like this all day long, you know? Guys, I am here to tell you guys, as somebody who's been to real doctors, not some fake internet scammer, you guys out there need to understand something very, very important, okay? Go to a real doctor. Don't pay some guy on the internet to give you a face rating. Don't listen to some fucking 20-year-old curry cell telling you, oh man, bro, you do it all natural, bro. Go to a real doctor, okay? If you guys want to build muscle, get in shape, go to a real doctor, go to a male doctor, sit down with him and be like, hey man, listen, I want to build muscle, I want to do it optimally, I want to do it health, and I want to health wise because a lot of stuff out there, like the stuff Liver King was taking, guys, I am taking testosterone replacement therapy and I am taking estrogen blockers. I'm doing that under a doctor's supervision. The stuff that Liver King was doing is probably going to end up destroying his liver. So you can build muscle, lose fat. You can do it safe and effective, but you have to do it under a doctor's supervision. If you have low T, this is why I tell you guys out there, if you have a hard time losing fat, you have a hard time gaining muscle, go to a male sports doctor, okay? Go to a sports doctor, go to a based sports doctor, like somebody under the age of 50, not some fucking boomer, you know? Go to like a doctor under the age of 50, a doctor who's based, meaning that they understand the real world, and be like, hey man, I want to gain muscle, I want to lose fat, and I want to do it effectively and health wise for me, okay? That's number one, if you want to gain muscle. Number two, if you want to look hot, okay, guys, you need to understand something very important. Height matters. If you are under 5'10" without shoes, when I talk about height, guys, I'm talking barefoot, because a lot of you guys out there, you lie, you say, well, I'm 6 feet. Yeah, you're 6 feet when you wear, you know, shoes with a 3-inch lift, but really, you're like 5'8", 5'9". That don't count, okay? So if you're under 5'10", barefoot, you need to have a fucking model-like face. Now, I don't have a model-like face. However, I'm 6'3", okay? Height, the height pill is real. You need to be at least 5'10". You need to have a head full of hair. As you guys can see, I have a head full of hair myself, you know, even though I'm 42 years old. Secondly, don't wear glasses, guys. I've been wearing contacts since the 90s. I've had LASIK as far back as 2009. So unless you have a medical reason not to wear glasses, you have no right to wear glasses in 2023. You got contacts, you got LASIK. I know some of you guys out there telling me, Amr, I can't do LASIK, it's a medical reason. Okay, wear contacts, but there's really no reason for you to wear glasses unless, of course, contacts and LASIKs you just can't do, okay? Now, if you don't have a full head of hair, go to Turkey, go to Mexico. You can get a hair transplant for probably $10,000. I have a friend of mine who did the hair transplant. He was out in Hollywood with me. He did a hair transplant in Turkey. You could not tell that this was a transplant, okay? So for those of you who don't have hair transplant. For those of you wearing glasses, contacts, or LASIKs, another thing is, if you're short, if you're like 5'7", 5'6", like most Corey Sales, it's really GG, it's good game for you. Unless, of course, you're willing to go to a place like the Philippines, where the people there are like 4'9", okay? The only surgery out there that I'm against is the surgery that where you gain 3 inches, but they have to break your legs, okay? They break your legs and they extend the bones by putting rods in there. That surgery, guys, not only is it a hella expensive, it's like $100,000, but you guys have to keep in mind, man, we don't know how is that surgery gonna be when you're 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, because you guys have to understand, you're gaining 3 inches by simply breaking your legs and extending your leg by 3 inches. I mean, we don't know what the follow-up on it is. I mean, is it safe? I mean, is it gonna shorten your life? I mean, I know it hurts really. I mean, I'm 6'3". I'm not gonna have that surgery, okay? I'm just hearing what other guys say. That surgery is very, very painful. Takes a very long time to recover from. You're gonna be in a wheelchair, and when you try to recover from it, you need physical therapy so you can walk again. It's costly, and again, most important thing is, number one, you're gonna look hella weird because they're just adding 3 inches to your legs, okay? You're gonna look weird, okay? You know, it's not like they're adding 3 inches to, it's not like they're giving you, it's not like they're adding 3 inches to the bottom of your feet. They're adding 3 inches to your femur bone or to your chin bone. They're adding 3 inches somewhere, so that's gonna make your body look disproportionate, so it's gonna make you look weird. That's number one. And number two, again, we don't know how is that gonna affect you when you're 50, 60, 70 years old. So of all the surgeries out there, the one that I'm against would be the height lengthening surgery. But other than that, guys, if you have a fugly face, sit down with the doctor and be like, hey man, what can we do? Because at the end of the day, guys, looks matter more than anything, okay? Looks are the number one thing out there, okay? I know Hamza's been spurging about, oh bro, go to the gym, bro. Gym Max, bro. Guys, hypergamy floats like the late Paul Proteus Sid, God bless his soul. For those of you who don't know, hypergamy is the fact that a woman will pick the best man possible. Hypergamy floats. So let's say everybody out there is going to the gym. Well, guess what? Now a woman's hypergamy, the baseline is guys who are fit, right? So the gym I go to here in small town USA, there's a Middle Eastern looking dude. He's like 5'8". So right off the bat, he's short. Number two, he has a fugly face. I'm sure he's a good, decent human being, but he has a fugly face. Imagine Mark Zuckerberg, but uglier, you know, with a big Arab nose, right? So imagine Mark Zuckerberg with a big, ugly Arab nose. That's how this young guy looks like. And, you know, he has a body, he has a decent body. He goes to the gym, obviously, but bro, you have a fugly face. So going to the gym actually is not gonna do you any good. So you guys out there, man, if you have a fugly face, first and foremost, go to a doctor, go to a plastic surgeon and be like, hey man, how do I make this face less ugly? Now, with Hamza, he's telling you guys out there, Hamza doesn't tell you to go to doctors, okay? He tells you, oh, bro, it's all about confidence, bro. See, this is a problem right here, man. Like I mentioned earlier in the video, if you are taking a curry sale as your cult leader, chances are you are a very, very ugly male, okay? Look at the manosphere, okay? Of all the people in the man, the vast majority of manosphere content creators, they are five at best, including myself, right? You don't see Chad, you don't see Tyrone in the manosphere making videos for you guys. Why? Because Chad and Tyrone is constantly fucking pussy. Good pussy. Do you think Chad and Tyrone is gonna be making videos for you incels out there? Hell no. He has too much pussy to take a break from, okay? So this is why in the manosphere, just about all the manosphere content creators, including myself, are a five at best, with a lot of them below five, okay? So you guys out there need to understand, these manosphere content creators out there, they know that if you're watching them, that you are the bottom of the bottom. Obviously, Hamza being a curry sale, being a fugly ass curry sale, he knows if you are watching a curry sale that you're probably deformed, okay? If you're a Hamza subscriber, you are physically deformed and you're probably mentally ill. Let's keep it 100. And Hamza knows that. So what ends up happening with Hamza, guys, is that again, Hamza is a CIA operative pushing an agenda where you guys end up committing violence against women. Obviously, he doesn't tell you that. Hamza hates the black pill. In fact, Hamza makes lots of videos where he's saying, oh man, the black pills, they're losers, they give up on life. No, black pill is about being realistic. Guys, I'm 42 years old. I never been rejected. You guys want to know why I never been rejected? Because I don't go up to women who have no interest in me. See, what Hamza is telling you guys in all of Hamza's videos, his main theme, his main stick in all his videos is, bro, if you like a girl, bro, just go up to her, bro. Be confident, bro. Just go up to her and say, hey, I've always liked you. I've been watching you from afar. You are my crush. You are my secret one-nighters. Do you want to be my girlfriend? This is what Hamza tells you guys to do. Guys, I am telling you, if you approach a woman, especially in public, especially if you are fugly, she's hot, and you're like, hey, you're my secret crush. I've always loved you, and I've been watching you from afar. Dude, you'd be lucky if she doesn't put you in jail for the rest of your life. Quite frankly, if her alpha male Giga Chat boyfriend shows up and beats the shit out of you, you deserve it. You know, here's the problem with what Hamza is telling you, man. As you guys saw in the beginning of the video, this Indian guy who beat the shit out of the woman. As far as we know, she's probably dead. He had a one-nighter for this woman. He was madly, deeply in love with this woman. And when she rejected him, he just lost it and ended up beating the shit out of her, literally. And again, as far as we know, she's probably already dead. Here's what you guys need to understand, man. Good-looking men don't have one-nighters, okay? I've said this story in my past videos. I'm gonna say it again. Half a year ago, when I was in San Cristobal in Mexico, San Cristobal is in the state of Chiapas. Chiapas was at one point Guatemala. There was a guy there. I referred to him as Tex-Mex because he was a Texas Mexican dude. However, he looked far more white than Mexican. So he was light skin, brown hair, you know, like blue eyes, even though he spoke perfect Latin, Spanish, he looked far more white than Mexican. And for those of you who don't know, Chiapas, because it was like Guatemala at one point, all the people there are like 5'2" and shorter, brown, not much to look at. So even though this Tex-Mex Chad Light was like maybe 5'10", by their standards, he was fucking hot. Not only was he hot, he was very, very fit. I remember he took off his jacket, because you have to keep in mind, San Cristobal is like 7,000 feet up in the mountains. So even though it was the middle of summer, it was like 45 degrees there at night. The guy took off his jacket. He's like shredded. And then he started dancing, doing the worm. For those of you who don't know, the worm is when you like get on the floor and, you know, do weird stuff, standing on one hand, you know, doing stuff that I cannot even dream of. Anyway, so there was this girl who goes to that bar every night. I know her. I don't approach her because, you know, she doesn't give me she doesn't show me any interest. She looks more Asian than Hispanic. There's nothing more I love than an Asian chick who has a Latin flair to her. Anyway, so this girl, she's at the pub, you know, getting her groove on, and Tex-Mex, you know, takes off his jacket, starts, you know, rubbing up against her like this, and she has no interest in him. So what do you think Tex-Mex did? Do you think Tex-Mex, aka Chad Light, beat the shit out of her? Nope. He just put on his jacket, shrugged his shoulders, went to another pub, and found himself another woman to take home. You see, guys, people like you who follow Hamza, you have a one-nighter, okay? Some girl out there was nice to you, okay? See, this is why girls don't want to be nice to guys anymore. Because one of you incels out there, a girl is going to open the door for you. A girl is going to say, "Oh, Jimmy, that's a nice hat you're wearing." And you're going to think to yourself, "Oh my God, this girl is madly in love with me." No, bro. She just was being nice to you, man. Because, you know, she knows an incel like you gets shit on by society on a daily basis. So she was just being nice to you. And now all of a sudden you're madly in love with a woman who was just being nice to you. And see, what's gonna happen here, guys, with Hamza? When Hamza tells you guys, you know, just be confident, bro. Just approach the woman that you have a crush on and tell her how you feel, is that you are going to get rejected big times. Here's the thing you guys need to understand, man. Rejection is not good for a man. Unless you're fucking a hot dude like Tex-Mex in San Cristobal, who can easily pull women, you know, getting rejected. Because here's the thing, Tex-Mex, you know, Chad Light I was telling you about in San Cristobal, he can pull women like this. If he doesn't pull this woman, he's gonna pull that woman. That's just how it is. But you guys out there who follow Hamza, this might be the only woman in your entire life that actually gave you some sort of female validation. You probably will never ever get this chance again in your life. So this is why you pedestalize this woman. This is why you will pursue this woman, and then when she rejects you, depending on how bad she actually rejects you, because again, if you're like really ugly, you go up in public where you're like, hey Stacy, you're my crush, I've always had feelings for you, Stacy. Do you wanna be my girlfriend? Yeah, guys, you're gonna get rejected really bad, and you just might end up losing it. You know that guy from California, aka the perfect gentleman. What's his name again? Elliot Rogers. You know, he got rejected one too many times. He saw beautiful woman with bad boys who beat the shit out of them and cheat on them. He just couldn't take it, so he ended up murdering woman. See, this is what you guys need to understand, man. Incel violence is real, okay? You know, the CIA, FBI, Mossad, they tried their absolute darnest to get the clash of civilization going by telling, you know, everyday Muslims, hey man, those American kuffar, man, they kill our people, let's go out and kill their people. It didn't work for them, but incel violence will work, because again, a lot of you guys out there, you're gonna go out, you're gonna listen to Hamza, you're gonna actually approach women, and you're gonna get shot down, and you're gonna end up losing it, you know. In Hamza's comment section, I've seen so many guys out there, right? Oh man, I got rejected by 7 girls in 2 weeks. I feel so good because I had the confidence to ask these women out. Thank you, Hamza. Guys, you need to understand something, man. There's CIA, there's FBI, there's Mossad in the comment section. You guys need to understand, YouTube is a government propaganda tool, okay? Whatever agenda they want to push, whatever they want to achieve, they can do that using YouTube. If you guys remember, man, during Scamarona, aka Plandemic, aka COVID, you guys stayed home, no movies, no this, no that, no going out. YouTube consumption exploded. Have you guys noticed that all the Manosphere grifters and scammers like Hamza, Men's Maxers, and so many others, have you guys noticed that all of these people exploded during Scamarona? Have you guys noticed that? They all exploded during Scamarona. You guys think that was natural, guys? No, it wasn't natural, man. Those are all Mossad, CIA, FBI plans. And think about it, man. Whenever I go, I don't go on YouTube that often because I go on MGTOW TV, because YouTube, I know, is a propaganda tool. But when I go on YouTube, every time I go on YouTube, they're always pushing Hamza in my feed. And his videos are always, the music that guy is playing is going to get this video demonetized on YouTube. But oh well, who cares, you know? This video is probably going to get taken down from YouTube, just because we're talking about Zionists and what have you. Anyway, the point here that I'm trying to tell you guys is that when I go on YouTube, they're always pushing Hamza. And the video titles I see from Hamza are how to get your ex back, how to make her fall in love with you, how to cold approach a woman, you know, how to treat mental illness, how to take care of your mental health. It's like, guys, the black pill is all about being realistic, okay? If you're a homeless bum begging on the side of the street, are you gonna go into a BMW or Mercedes-Benz shop and be like, hey man, let me take this $100,000 car out for a spin? You don't do that, right? So if you're an ugly, fugly dude, you're not going to go up to any normal looking girl and be like, hey, you want to be my girlfriend? It doesn't work like that. So these guys out there are giving you false hope, and they're doing it on purpose so they can push an agenda. And by the way, guys, do not subscribe to mailing lists from Hamza, from Men's Maxers, and any of these scammers on the internet, because I am telling you, CIA, FBI, Mossad, they're harvesting all this information, and they're gonna send FBI informants after you to build a case against you. Guys, you need to understand, right now, the biggest threat to men in power throughout human history are incels, okay? I don't know if you guys know this or not. The Crusades didn't start because the Christians wanted to save baby Jesus from the big bad Muslims. The Crusades started because all these incel men in Northern Europe, you guys need to understand, the Vikings were a bunch of incel men who raped and pillaged. So what the aristocracy of Europe did is that, okay, you're gonna fight us with incels, we're gonna fight back with incels. So the aristocracy of Europe, they raised armies of incel men. Now, after the Vikings were no longer a threat, the aristocracy of Europe was like, well, we don't need these incels on our payroll anymore. So guess what the incels did? They started harassing the very same people that they were protecting just, you know, yesterday. So the aristocracy of Europe, they met with the kings, they met with the Pope. They're like, hey man, what do we do with this incel problem? So the Pope was like, I have a great idea. And the first thing the Crusaders did when they actually made it into the Holy Land, they raped all the Muslim women. So that just goes to show you guys, the greatest threat to any civilization, to any tyrannical leadership in particular, are incels. So what the Zionists want to do is that they want to castrate incels, okay? They want you castrated, they want you on medication, they want you to be fined, they want you to be taxed, they want you to be in prison. I know when I said this, a lot of people say, yo, Amr, don't you think it's a little bit too far-fetched for the governments to castrate incels? Think about it. Women make up 51% of the voter base. Think about it. Let's say the FBI, CIA, Mossad, through guys like Hamza, Men's Maxers, and other CIA plants on YouTube, if they were able to get a lot of guys out there committing violent acts against women, like the guy, like the Indian guy in the start of this video, what if the government said, hey ladies, for your own safety, any guy out there who is not in a committed relationship, we're gonna castrate them, we're gonna put them on medication, we're gonna tax them, we're gonna fine them, we're gonna throw them in jail. Guess what? Women will vote for it. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there who support Hamza, you're like, yes, forced monogamy, some woman out there has to touch my pee-pee. No. You know, Jordan Peterson, who's a Zionist tool, he's the one who talked about forced monogamy, and a lot of you incels, you follow Jordan Peterson because you're thinking to yourself, oh, some Stacy is going to be forced by the government to be my girlfriend. Yeah, right. Guys, you need to understand, man. The Zionists, they want you incels dead. That's all they want, you know? So if you incels go out, commit a couple of violent crimes, then that's all they need to declare war on ugly single men, okay? Like I said, CIA, FBI, Mossad, they were trying their darnest to get a clash of civilization going so they can go out, kill Muslims and innocent people. Unfortunately, it didn't go the way they wanted it to go. But you know what? When it comes to you incels out there, you know, Hamza has 1 million subscribers. Out of 1 million subscribers, how many of these guys are going to commit violent act against women, even murder a couple of innocent people like the Indian guy in the beginning of this video? Or they're probably going to do what Elliot Rogers did, or they're going to do what that guy in Canada did, who rented like a U-Haul and ran over like fucking woman and shit like that. How many of Hamza subscribers are out of 1 million? How many of them will end up doing that? I'm telling you guys, 2023 is going to be the year of the grift. 2023 is going to be the year we're going to see a lot of incel violence. Now, governments all over the world, they're already saying incel violence is going to be a threat. These are the same people who said Islamic extremism is going to be a threat. You guys need to understand, man, these governments are doing something called predictive programming. That's what they're really doing. You know, the governments know that eventually you will have to get rid of disgruntled incels, okay? They know it. So this is why they're using Hamza, Men's Maxers, to give you idiots false hope so you can just cold approach some girl, creep her out, get rejected, and then you end up losing your mind and beating the shit out of her like the Indian guy in the beginning of this film. You guys out there have got to understand, man, if 1 million Hamza followers committed suicide, that would be the best thing ever. I've said this in my past videos and I'm gonna say it again. If you incels commit suicide, that would be the best thing ever, because that way the Zionists don't have to do all this elaborate pony and trick shows to get you incels to go out, commit acts of murder, acts of terrorism, acts of violence. Then they have to like fine you, tax you, find you, throw you in prison, shoot you in the back of the head, castrate you, put you on medication. If incels committed suicide, that would be the best thing ever, okay? This is why I'm telling you guys out there, if you're watching Hamza, you are on a list. Again, YouTube is a government propaganda tool. Remember, Facebook was the government tool. You know the name of Facebook was Facebook Incorporated. You know that? Facebook Incorporated. FBI. Do you guys think that's a coincidence? Before I close this video out, you guys have to understand, man. You guys have to understand. If you think Google, Facebook, Apple, Apple might be an exception at the start, but now it's part of the government. If you guys think Twitter, Facebook, Google, YouTube, if you guys think these are actually private companies, I have a bridge in San Francisco I like to sell to you. These big tech companies, they're all run by the federal government. They are all government operated. I don't know if you guys know this, but Google headquarters are right next to Moffett Air Force Base. I know that because I delivered food to Google and I delivered food to Moffett Air Force Base. Moffett Air Force Base is the leading DARPA research center in all of America, okay? The CEO of Google, that Indian curry sale, Sundar, whatever his name is, he's always going to Moffett Air Force Base. Why? Because that's how he deals with his government superiors. You guys out there need to understand, Google, YouTube, Facebook, Meta, Twitter, they're all government run. You guys think Elon Musk is exposing the government? No, Elon Musk is pretty much telling, I'm gonna make a video about this one later on. All Elon Musk is doing is that he is putting you in a state of, yeah, the government is fucking shit up. What the fuck are you gonna do about it, Goy? That's all Elon Musk is doing. At the end of the day, guys, you know, Elon Musk, he owns SpaceX. Elon Musk deals with governments. You guys think Elon Musk is anti-government when Elon Musk, his entire infrastructure, whether it's Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, or his so-called boring company, you know, boring company, look it up. These are all organizations where he has to deal with governments, and yet you guys think that Elon Musk is some sort of Tony Stark anti-government person. Get the fuck out of here, man. The point that I'm trying to get to you guys out there is that all these big tech media sites, they are an FBI, CIA honeypot. That's what they're all are, okay? You know, for those of you guys who don't know who Undead Chronic is, you know, most of you guys watching this video, you probably watched all my other videos. You probably know who Undead Chronic is. You know, Undead Chronic, he got a visit from the FBI a couple of months ago because he was doing a live stream on YouTube, and he said some bad things about PayPal, and YouTube sent the FBI after him. You guys don't think for a second there that FBI, CIA, Mossad are not using Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Google to like track you and bust you? Come on, man. I'm telling you guys, the Zionists are using these big tech platforms as a way to not just monitor you, but to build a case against you. So any of you guys out there who follow Hamza, you follow Men's Maxer, you're an incel. They're gonna build a case against you when you go out and you like approach a woman, she rejects you, you end up losing your shit and beating the fuck out of her, or running over innocent people, murdering people like Elliot Rogers did. They're gonna say, oh yeah, this guy, he's a Hamza subscriber, he's an incel, and things just didn't go his way. Guys, at the end of the day, guys, they want incels dead. Again, I cannot stress this enough. The single biggest threat to any authoritarian civilization are incels. It's been like that from the time of Egypt up until now, and it will always be that. Young, disgruntled men who don't get their pee-pee touched are the biggest threat to civilization, especially if it's a tyrannical civilization. A lot of you guys, you know, the black pill is the way, the black pill is the truth, because with the black pill, see, here's the thing you guys need to understand before I close out this video, okay? Here's what you guys have to understand, okay? Not only are incels the biggest threat to civilization, but coincidentally, and quite frankly, ironically, they are the ones who keep civilization going. You know, the guy who works 12 hours a day in the hot sun here in Florida, the guy who works in construction, breaking his back, the guy who goes up and works on electric poles, you know, shortening his life because he's getting electrocuted and all this electricity going around him. You know, the guy who goes out on a ship to catch crabs in the middle of the Arctic Circle. You know, these guys who work these extremely, extremely dangerous, dirty jobs, they're doing it because they want to get their pee-pee touched, you know? Do you think a guy will go out work on an oil drill in the middle of nowhere to make $100,000 a year for no reason at all? No, he's doing it so he can have money, so he can get his pee-pee touched, okay? You see, the black pill tells you guys out there, incels, that, hey, it's over, you know? Don't go out there and fucking work like a slave, be a slavey. You know, don't be a slavey, guys. So pretty much the black pill tells you guys out there, hey, man, sit at home, live with your parents, you know, maybe go out and, you know, do a couple of DoorDash orders, you know, a couple of Uber Eats, you know, make like 30, 40, 50 bucks a day. Times that by 30, that's like what, $1,000? So you're living with your mama. You're making $1,000 a month, you know, fucking delivering pizza. That's it. That's going to be your life, you know, until the day you die. You know, that does not benefit society. You know, society, they want you out there. They want you working 20 hours a day. They want you to be out in the Arctic Circle fucking drilling for oil. They want you to be out in fucking Canada chopping down a tree for lumber. They want you to be fucking up a pole, you know, 50 feet up and working with electricity so you can get electrocuted. So you see, guys, incels are a threat to civilization, and at the same time they are what keeps civilization humming along. So what the Zionists want to do, they want to get rid of all the violent incels, okay? So they want to get rid of violent incels, and at the same time they don't want black pill incels who are just gonna sit home, jerk off to porn, deliver, you know, fucking pizza, and that's gonna be their entire life. They want incels who are going to pretty much be slaves. See, that's the ultimate goal the Zionists want. The Zionists ultimately want incel slaves. That's what they want. So they use Hamza to get you guys to go out there and become slaves. Now, some of you are gonna turn violent. Those are the ones that the government wants to kill. The rest of you, they're probably gonna put you on medication. They're probably gonna castrate you. Again, you guys out there need to understand, man, at the end of the day, civilization needs incels. However, civilization does not need violent incels, nor do they need useless eater incels. However, incels are needed. If you incels can castrate yourself, this is why they're pushing this tranny faggot agenda. This is why they want you incels out there to be fucking transvestites, you know, because they want incels to be literally robotic slaves. That's the ultimate goal here. So for you incels out there who are subscribed to Hamza, I know you want to get your pee-pee touch. And again, I'm repeating myself here at this point, but I cannot stress this enough. Looks, 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 okay? If you're under 5'10", make sure you have a model-like face and go live out in the Philippines or go live in San Cristobal, or the average height over there is like 4'9", okay? And don't waste your time paying some rando on the internet to give you a face analysis. Please don't waste your time following Hamza, who's a fake doctor giving you fucking medical advice. You know, there's a reason why Hamza is moving to Dubai. Have you guys noticed all these scammers and grifters? Are they all in Dubai? Liver King is in Dubai. You know, there's a reason behind it, because they do not want to be legally and criminally charged by giving you misinformation. I mean, Hamza is giving you medical advice. A fucking 20-year-old curry seal is giving you guys medical advice, and you idiots are taking it. Guys, go to a real motherfucking doctor. You know what? Before I end this video, man, I'm gonna show you something, okay? You guys see this? No, damn it. Sun is in the background. Okay, this is good. You guys see this over here? This is my anti-estrogen pills, okay? These are anti-estrogen pills. See, this is my name. Can you guys see it? This is my name. Damn it. Can you guys see it? See, Amar Metwali. This is my name, okay? I'm going to a real doctor, okay? Do you guys see me going to like Hamza and getting a medical advice from some fucking curry sale on the internet? Nope. This is what you all gotta fucking do, man. If women are not guys, you need to understand. This video is gonna be a super long video, but it's important. It's really important for you incels. You guys out there need to understand something, man. There was a quantum shift that happened in 2010. Two things happened in 2010, okay? Facebook and iPhone, okay? iPhone came out in 2008. Facebook was out in what, 2004, okay? 2010, that was the start of the digital age, okay? A quantum shift happened. For those of you guys out there who don't know what a quantum shift is, let me explain, okay? Let's say you guys are on a boat, right? You're on a boat, and then you decide to go to one side of a boat, right? Guess what? The boat is gonna tip over if everybody goes to one side of the boat. 2010 was a quantum shift that was in the favor of woman, okay? Woman realized, hey, look at how many men out there are chasing after me. Woman actually realized what they are really worth, okay? Back in my days, back in the 90s, no, girls didn't get all this access to all this, to all these types of men, you know? Back in the day, man, you know, a girl could be at the bar, it's 1:45 at night, you know, nobody hit on her. You go up to her, you be like, hey baby, my place or yours. Even though you may not be exactly Giga Chad, but she's gonna be like, you know what? I need dick in my pussy, this guy is available. All right, I'll go to your place, okay? Women don't have to do that today, okay? Today, a woman can go on Tinder, say, hey Chad. Chad will be like, sup? She'll be like, what are you doing tonight, Chad? Chad is gonna be like, here's my address, come around 2 o'clock. And she'll say, okay, Chad. So women no longer have to sleep with sub Giga Chad men. That's number one. That's part of the quantum shift. The other part of the quantum shift, guys, is that women can make money online, you know? There are women out there who have no education, no nothing. They're making hundreds of thousands, if not billions of dollars. You guys remember Bad Baby, you know? Bad Baby was a plant. Again, you guys need to understand something, man. You don't make it into mainstream media unless the Zionists decide to bless you. Let me say that one more time. You don't make it into mainstream media, whether it's a Dr. Phil show, whether it's YouTube. You do not make it in front of the masses unless the Zionists bless you. So Bad Baby, she got on Dr. Phil when she was, what, 17? You know, she's a Cash Me Outside girl, right? She said, I'm going to go on OnlyFans the day I turn 18. Guess what? She went on OnlyFans the day she turned 18. And you know what? Before the month was over, she was able to afford like a $4 million house here in South Florida. Cash money. Why? Because you simps out there paid God knows how much to see her pussy. So the quantum shift from 2010 favored woman in 2 points. One, they get all these guys that they never ever had access to, and two, they are making money off of said guys. So a woman, when it comes to sex, she has Chad and Tyrone, who can roll around 2 in the morning, okay? Or she can go to their place, okay? And the beta males, the simps, okay? She can sell them her OnlyFans, and they'll be more than happy to pay, what, $20 a month to see her pussy? So you guys out there need to fucking understand, man. Women are winning. We, men, are losing. And to be even more precise, you incels out there, you're losing. You're losing. You guys take me for example, okay? I'm 6'3", 42. I've, you know, over the past half year, I've spent several thousands of dollars on surgery, okay? Collagen, right? To make the skin look young. Fillers to get rid of the old man line. I had fillers injected here to give me a nice jawline. I've actually had a decent jawline, okay? It's just that I'm technically obese. You know, I'm not like fucking fat. I'm like 250 pounds, 6'3". I've had injections in here to get rid of the fat, you know? That way I don't have a double chin, you know? I kind of have a little bit of a double chin going on. But overall, guys, you know, things are looking good for me. But hey, I'm 6'3", and I've spent probably around $4,000 to $5,000 in the past half year on making this face look like what it is. For those of you guys who wanted to see how I looked before I did all this face maxing, look at my videos before June, okay? So I'm not an inherently fugly person, okay? So this is why for me, Amr Mitwali, I can do all this cosmetic surgery because I have something I can work with, you know? A lot of you guys out there, you're just too damn fugly. This is why I tell you guys out there, man, you guys out there who, before you approach a woman or even go out in public, you know, before you leave your mom's basement, okay, here's what you guys need to do, okay? Real talk, before I end this video, okay? This is the most important advice for you incels out there, okay? If I was 20 years old, not 42 years old, if I was 20 years old, this is what I would have done if I was 20 years old and I had somebody like me to tell me this when I was 20 years old. You guys today have no idea how lucky you are to live in a world where you can just turn on your app and go deliver Uber or DoorDash and make money from that, okay? Here's what I would tell you guys, okay? This is what I would tell myself, you know, if I had that opportunity when I was 20 years old, okay? Go see a fucking doctor, okay? Sit down with him and say, hey man, I wanna look hot. How much? Now, in my case, Amr Mitwali, I'm in South Florida. I go to Cancun and I go to Merida for my cosmetic surgery and Botox and fillers. I was actually under the knife 2 weeks ago in Merida. I'm not telling you the surgery I did because it's gonna take a couple of weeks for you to start seeing the results. You can actually start seeing some of the results right now. For those of you guys out there, you know, who've seen my videos in the past, take a guess what surgery. I did 2 surgeries in Cancun, in Merida. One of them you can definitely see, the other one is gonna take a while. But tell me in the comment section, what surgery did I do when I was in Merida 2 weeks ago, okay? So I go down to Mexico because Mexico is hella cheaper than America. So if you are in Canada, you are in America, you need to go down to Mexico to face max, okay? If you are in fucking Europe, Western Europe, go to Turkey, go to Thailand, okay? You know, go with a real doctor, you know, research the doctors, okay? So here's what you guys do, okay? This is what I did. This is what I did at 42. This is what you guys should do at 20, okay? Go find one of these doctors on the internet. Go meet that doctor in person. That's what I did, and be like, hey man, how much to make me look like Giga Chad. Then you come back to America, you come back to Europe, you turn on the DoorDash app or the Uber Eats app, you work your little ass off until you raise up enough money, and then you go back to Mexico in my case, you go back to Thailand or Turkey, wherever you met your surgeon at, and you get the surgery. Guys, you don't have to do all the surgeries at the same time. You guys take me for example, you know, I can't afford to do $5,000 worth of surgery at one time. I can't do that, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 worth of surgery at one time. I can't afford to do that. So I spread them out, you know. Personally, for me, the ticket from here to Mexico is only like $170. So I can go to Mexico like once every 2 months. So what I do is I go to Mexico, I get the surgery I can afford. Then I come back here to America, I work my ass off. Then I go back to Mexico again, get another surgery, and come back, work my ass off. See where I'm going with this, guys? So a lot of you guys out there, if you're subscribed to Hamza, you have a lot of things that need work on you, you know. You probably need a nose job, you probably need a lot of work done on you. So what you guys do is that don't approach women, don't go out in public, because here's the deal, man. You don't want women to know that you're a fugly looking incel. And then you look smacked through surgery. You don't want to do that. Now, I, Amar Metwali, I can sit here and I can tell you that I surgery maxed because I inherently was not an ugly dude, you know. Go look at some of my photos from my Hollywood days, you know. If you go to imdb.com, type in Amar Metwali, you will see my Hollywood headshot from 20 years ago, you know. I'm not an inherently fugly person. I just needed a little work, you know. It's kind of like having a Mercedes-Benz that was out in the sun for too long, you know. It just needed some TLC, tender love and care, you know. But you guys out there who are subscribed to Hamza, you chance, you know, if you're subscribed to fucking Curry Cell, you are probably one fugly looking dude. This is why I'm telling you guys, don't go out in public, and for the love of God, don't approach women, you know. Find yourself a cosmetic surgeon, find yourself a cosmetic surgeon, go to that cosmetic surgeon or plastic surgeon, tell him, hey man, what do I need to be Giga Chad, and be upfront with him, tell him, hey man, I need to look hot, I need to do this, so people don't realize I'm an ugly motherfucker. I'm not able to spend all the money at one time. But, you know, if you give me a good deal, you know, I come here, I do one surgery, I go back to my home country, I work my ass off, I come back a month or two later, we do another surgery. That's what I'm doing with my doctors in Mexico, by the way. So you guys out there, man, following Hamza, don't leave your mother's basement unless you're gonna work DoorDash, Uber Eats, you know, some part of the gig economy where you are delivering food. Also, wear a mask, you know. That way, if you run into some cute girl when you're delivering food, you know, let's say you go to McDonald's and you pick up food from McDonald's, right? There's a cute girl over there giving out the food. Wear a mask so after you have your surgeries, you know, and now you look like Giga Chad, or at the very least, you don't look fugly anymore. You know, you can take off the mask, and, you know, when you go pick up from her, she's gonna be like, hey, Jamie, you're kinda good looking, you wanna go out, you know? So, I'm not kidding you guys here, okay? If you're like a fugly looking dude, you're going out in public because you have to deliver DoorDash, wear a mask until you look good. In fact, after my surgeries, you know, because I told you guys, you know, almost 3 weeks ago when I was in Merida, I was under the knife for two surgeries. I actually wore a mask for a couple of days so people don't see, you know, my beat up face, you know. So this is what I'm telling you. If you're a fugly motherfucker out there, go to a doctor in Mexico. If you are in the Americas, maybe Turkey or Thailand. If you are in Australia or Western Europe, sit down with that doctor. Tell him, hey man, I want to be a Giga Chad or the very closest thing to a Giga Chad. You know, I whatever surgery we can do, I'll do it. You know, I can't pay you up front for it. Listen, if you're like a super duper rich dude, you come from a rich family, and you can afford to pay $5,000-$10,000 up front for a surgery, go for it. Personally, I wouldn't recommend that. And the reason behind it is that, you know, do one or two surgeries at a time, because when you come back, the doctor can say, hey, maybe you need a little bit more filler here, maybe we need to do this kind of a little bit better. So I don't recommend you guys having all your surgeries at one time. Even though you might have the money, space them out by several months, because you might go back to the doctor and the doctor might say, hey man, you might need a little filler here, or this surgery that I did over here, you know, I could do it a little bit better. So the bottom line, guys, is that stop watching Hamza, Men's Maxer. They're gonna keep you in a perpetual state of depression. And again, if you approach women in public, depending on the rejection, is not good for men. Okay guys, rejections are no problem for Chad, whether it's Giga Chad or even Chad Light, because if he doesn't get her pussy, he's gonna get some other girl's pussy, like, you know, the Tex-Mex Chad Light I told you about in San Cristobal. But if you're a fugly looking dude and some girl, you know, she gave you female validation because, you know, she was being nice and opened the door for you, or said, hey Jimmy, that's a nice hat you're wearing today, you know, you're gonna get infatuated with that woman, because that might be the first and last woman who will give you female validation in your entire life, you know. So bottom line here, guys, go to a real doctor. Don't follow Hamza, don't follow Men's Maxers. Stop watching YouTube, because again, YouTube is nothing more than a FBI, CIA, Mossad propaganda tool, okay? So instead of going to YouTube, go to MGTOW.tv. That's men going their own way. Guys, before I end this video, MGTOW is the only solution you have. You've got to go your own way. Listen, MGTOW is black pill compatible. What's a black pill? The black pill is it's fucked up and you just stay home. Listen, I don't play video. I have not played video games since 1990 something, okay? You know? But here's the thing. You gotta get away from this toxic society that we live in today. You gotta get away from the toxic society, and you have to be able to go out there, guys, work on yourself. I mean, if you're watching Hamza, chances are you're in your 20s or even earlier than 20. So you have a lot of time, guys. Go out there, make yourself look hot. That's the most important thing. After you make yourself look hot, then you can start working on your finances and shit like that. But right now, for all of you guys out there watching Hamza, all of you incels out there, first and foremost, stop watching these CIA assets. Go to a real doctor. And three, start saving up for those surgeries. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace!